Well, greetings and God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Joseph LaFosse. I am the author of the book, Wanted in Hell, Named in Heaven, Understanding Both Sides of the Battle. And the book covers a lot of ground, but one of the major areas of concern in the book is the understanding of the nature of God. And I wanted to take a few minutes today to prepare this short presentation on the nature of God, because in Christianity today, and really in a lot of religions, I think, there's a lot of confusion concerning God, his nature, who he is, what he does, what he doesn't do. And many people who are really particularly interested in emulating God and being like him will try to follow his ways. And if you don't know what those are, you may be following the wrong thing. And I believe that's why we have things like terrorist groups and other extremist groups who do things which they believe are applicable to being like God, when in fact they're not. Now, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, we see that God wants us to be followers of God as his dear children. Those of us who are children of God are supposed to be followers, or the word really is imitators of God. We are to be imitators of God. But then verse 2 further explains that we are to walk in love, even as Christ loved and gave himself as the perfect sacrifice. Now, we are not asked to give ourselves as the perfect sacrifice. We are asked to do other things as part of our service. But Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice. And thankfully, we don't have to do that because he did it already. We have to accept it. But in order to better understand God's view and God's nature, we need to look at a few verses. I'm going to read four verses taken from the 21st chapter of Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And these verses will give us a really good understanding of God's intent, God's heart, and God's nature. And we need to know those things, because one of the things that I see taught over and over again, especially in the Christianity, is that God is in control of everything. So whatever happens, it's all good, you know. God's behind all of it. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, when bad things happen, God has some reason for them. Either that or he's trying to get revenge. And I want to read these verses with you, and then you have to decide whether those things that people are teaching are true. If you want to know a lot more about that, you can read my book. And I invite you to do so, and I certainly invite you to comment on it. But let me read these verses, and it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with us, with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That is Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4. Now, we see in those verses that God's restoration, the restoration spoken of here, when the new heaven and new earth will be brought down and replace that which we currently have, God's heart is given here when it says that God will wipe away all tears and there will be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things, those things are passed away. Now, if God does not want those things throughout eternity, when that time comes that he is united with all of his people and we get to spend eternity with God, if he doesn't want those things in the picture then, it stands to reason that he is not the author of those things now. So it would behoove us then to learn why those things are, where they come from, and how we can deal with them in this life until we get to the place where in the future those things will be done away with. The good news, they will be done away with. The other good news, they're not coming from God, not according to that scripture. There are lots of other scriptures where the Bible talks about God's heart when it says in the third epistle of John, verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Jesus in John, verse 10 of chapter 10 says, "The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Those things tell us about God and about his heart. Jesus says, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Doesn't mean they're the same, but it means that whatever Jesus did, he's doing because those are the things that God would do if he were a human being. Those are the things that God wanted him to do, so that's what he did. And it's to show us God's heart, to show us who God is and what he does. And then you have to find out, well, who is it that does the other things? We believe it's the devil, and there's a lot more about that, but we're not going to try to cover that in this message. But I wanted to share this with you to give you an idea and a glimpse and maybe lay out some breadcrumbs that you can use to follow the path and find out more about who God really is. God bless you.